Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Sanyan. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. And today on the show, I'm speaking with four really amazing guests. And you may be asking yourself, who are they? So here we go. I'm speaking with Cheryl Grant, CEO of Cheryl Grant Enterprises, 2017 Miss Olympia. And I also have Dave Rogers, best-selling author, global speaker, Kirsty Richardson, a local business owner, real estate on St. Martin, Dr. Nicole Unime Francis Cotton, who's the visionary and founder of Victoria Slim Foundation, and they're sharing with you all about the powerful experience of a LeaderCast Positive Disruption, which was the rebroadcast on October 9th, and the third annual Leadership Summit on October 10th, with a really amazing lineup of amazing, phenomenal speakers. Now, Cheryl, I want to just ask you, because you shared about fit, you shared about really following your dreams and just having that faith. Now, as we go into a new year, what can you say to listeners out there as we prepare for that in terms of really getting into positively disrupting the status quo in whatever they may be involved in, maybe on their job, maybe in the company they work for or they have affiliate with, whatever it may be. Cheryl, talk to us, and then I want to hear from Kirsty, just to hear a little bit more from her. And we go over to Dave Rogers. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that's an excellent question. You know, I often hear people say that, oh my God, this has been the worst year. I can't wait for 2020 to be over. I want to really say to the audience today that we need to shift that thinking. We need to shift that thinking starting today. We have the power to create whatever it is that we desire in our lives, but it really does come from a mental framework, a mental construct. What do you believe? What do you focus your time and energy on? I think for me, one of the most powerful things that we can do is really start being mindful of what we listen to and what we tell ourselves. It's very important that when I started off talking to you about being fit, fit is a mental construct. It's about reprogramming the way in which you look at things and at your life. If you want to start manifesting prosperity around you, then you do things like joining this platform and things that Dr. Nicole Francis as well, Cotton and Roy Cotton Jr. are doing to get yourself in the right mindset. Secondly, you also have to pay attention to what you're telling yourself. Do you listen to the news? What's constantly feeding your spirit? Who is around you? What are those conversations that you're having with the people around you? I'd like to invite you to really raise the bar within your own life. Start with you first. Start with what you're telling yourself. Start with what you're reading. Start with what you're paying attention to. Our inner dialogue is one of the most powerful dialogues that we have. And if you are coming from the mentality, I can't, or it's not possible, then you'll start to resonate that in your life. The brain is a very, very powerful tool. We have to train it. We have to program it. And we have to put in those things that are manifesting what we want in our life. Are you thinking and speaking and acting in the way that the things that you say that you want in your life? I spoke earlier about community being the new cultural currency. When you're around people that are like minds, they say you are the sum total of the five people you hang around with. Who is in your circle? Community is the new cultural currency. Do you know and believe that together we can change the world? If not, let me give you a really quick example that really keeps me grounded. My hero is Harriet Tubman. The reason I love Harriet Tubman so much is because if you look at her life and her legacy, especially during a time of slavery when we were sought after and really ridiculed just because of the color of our skin. And she freed herself, but it was a community of people, the Underground Railroad, that helped her to freedom. Now, when she freed herself, she could have just stayed there alone, but that's not what she did. She went back and got her community, not one, not two, not three, but hundreds. And she said, I would have freed thousands if only they had known there were slaves. We have to readjust our thinking. And so much so that she would not allow anybody who was on that journey with her once they started out to turn around. She wouldn't allow them to go to an old way of thinking because she was committed to the promised land that she was taking them to. I ask you, what are you committed to? What are we committed to? And then together, we can transform that. I believe that with every ounce of my being, and I invite you today, get mentally fit. Know what it is that you're aiming for. I hope that answered your question, Roy Cotton Jr.
Absolutely, Cheryl. And I do want to say to you, what you shared just now, for sure, 500% is well received by the listening public here on St. Martin and around the world who's listening on PJD2RadioXXM.com, because even as far as South Africa, I just received a message from South Africa from Wendy LaVita, who's been on the show before and is also a very good friend of the family. And Wendy wanted to share that she agreed with you 100%. So that is all the way from Wendy LaVita, who's listening live now in South Africa. So thank you for sharing that, Wendy. We appreciate you so much. And Cheryl, thank you for sharing that too, because it spoke loud volumes. And I just want to hear from Dave Rogers. Dave, you know, if you were to actually sum up everything with regards to positive disruption and the opportunity we've got to do that, can you just tell us in what way, or just encourage the listeners out there, in what way can they really get active in positively disrupting the status quo?
Wow. Thank you very much, Roy Cotton Jr. And fascinating that Ms. Tubman is mentioned today, because I recently went to St. Catharines in Ontario, where there is a statue to Harriet Tubman. That's the end of the railway that the slaves were able to make it. They became free in Canada. In fact, she talks very much about bringing and having what Cheryl is talking about, this faith, this intention, and this tenacity. And that's in what much of my learning, that's the yang energy. That's getting things done. That is very much about making disruption and being empowered by disruption to take action and move forward. The opposite to that, though, is quite fascinating, or at least the yin component of that's quite fascinating. And that's when we bring in compassion, and that's when we bring in caregiving, and that's when we bring in curiosity. So it's a different vibration than tenacity. It's an uplifting that maybe when that person does fall down, we don't just yell, get up. We actually come up and we touch base and we go at a pace that might be a little different. There is a belief of different strokes for different folks. And that's a little bit of when we're having a disruptive force, there's going to be some people that may require that compassion. And as you know, Roy, I'm looking at very much at elderly care these days and infusing that co-creativity, that kindness in compassion as part of the agency of transformation. And so that's the beautiful thing about yin and yang. That's the beautiful thing about bringing that force, that life force, where tenacity works at times, compassion works at times. Being a vessel of both is what really allows the transformation to be sustainable.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dave, for that. I really do appreciate you sharing that. And Kirsi, you know, you're listening to Dave speak. You heard also Cheryl speak. You know, what is going on for you, Kirsi, as a business owner, as someone locally on St. Martin? What are you feeling and what do you think that you can bring to this community to positively disrupt whatever you may have seen that is the status quo? Let's hear from you, Kirsi. Everyone is listening. Definitely want to hear what you have to say. Just checking in, Kirsi, if you are with us. If you are trying to connect, let's just go over to Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton. Dr. Erna Mae, as we've heard from both Dave and also from Cheryl, what would you like to say to listeners who unfortunately missed the Leadership Summit on October 10th? How can they be able to get their hands on that powerful material that was shared by all the speakers on that beautiful day?
Thankfully, we were able to record the entire event, so we have it on record, and persons who want to take advantage of the powerful transformational speakers that grace our virtual stage can do so. They can go to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com and send us an email there, or they can go to email us at successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com, or even call 1-721-524-8731. That's 1-721-524-8731. Now, what I'd also like to add to the conversation is that if we examine, if we explore all that is happening in the world at the moment, we would recognize that lots of the systems that have been entrenched, systems that have been in place for a very long time, that persons thought would be around forever, that they are being disrupted, that they are falling apart, that there is chaos taking place. And when I look at these systems, I recognize that that God, being the center, the creator of everything, that his system is disrupting what needs to be disrupted. So right now, if as people, we're not connected to source, if we're not connected to our creator, if we're not connected to God, what eventually will happen is what is currently taking place, that disruption. And when we fail to acknowledge, when we fail to embrace all that God has created us to be, to do, then we will see what is happening currently in the world. And so it is a call for all of us to reconnect to God as our creator, to understand why we're here, to understand our purpose, and to fully give all the honor and glory to God. And when we fail to do so, we're going to see all that is happening in the world right now. And if we look at our environment, where people no longer cherish the environment, sometimes I drive around and I see people just throwing things out the window, or, you know, not taking the environment into consideration as well. And all of these things God has put in place for us to manage and to care for. And so it's time now for us to get back to that place where we honor God through our lives. We honor him through managing and taking care of our environment and nature and each other, and not taking each other for granted. And so I believe that that is part of that whole disruption. And the sooner we embrace that, the sooner we will see more improvements take place in our life.
I appreciate that, because it is so true for the time that we are living in, and the persons that we do recognize and the way how they carry themselves through life, and the way how they treat situations. It is sometimes so amazing. You have to ask yourself, wow, where are we going and what's going on? So what you shared just now is so timely. And it's really great to know that listeners who are tuned in all over are able to obtain that great material. So once again, can you just give the contact details for when that material is ready, so that persons can actually purchase that great content, Dr. Francis Cotton?
Yes, they may pre-order the entire conference, the entire summit, or individual segments for those who attended and really love specific speakers. They can go to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. It's www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. They may also send an email to successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. That's successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Or give us a call at 1-721-524-8731. And that is also a WhatsApp number. So it's accessible internationally as well.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And as I may also add here, to this powerful interview. And this is coming in from one of the attendees who attended the Leadership Summit on October 10th. And a lady that has a lot of great respect for the work that is done by Victorious Living Foundation, as I'm seeing here. And this lady by the name of Maria Torenga, she stated, His Excellency Andre Thomas, he touched base on why certain governments are governing the way they do. He was the first speaker, as I understood, that started off the Leadership Summit. And she also stated that Ms. Dorothy Richardson, she shared quite some really powerful nuggets because she apparently knows through her experience the problems that we face in the education system on the island. And that really spoke to her for on October 10th. And you know, as Maria is saying that, I'm just thinking back because I was privileged to actually, you know, be present and hear these speakers thinking about His Excellency Andre Thomas, who kicked off the morning. That was very powerful when he talked about governments. And, you know, if you have kings or such who is governing, and they are acting as children and are children themselves, how can they, in a way, negotiate or lead a country forward? What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Frances Cotton?
Yeah, that was very profound. And it helps us to understand a lot of what takes place in our islands, in our nations. When we look at certain responses from our leaders, we recognize, you know, there may not be a level of maturity in order to be able to navigate certain aspects of the leadership. And it therefore behooves all of us, regardless of who we are, to take the time to build, as Cheryl says, our tenacity, to be fit. Because if we are not fit, if we don't have the faith, if we don't have we don't tap into intuition and knowing, you know, that we are vertically connected to God and He's able to download the things that we need in order to transform situations. You know, if we are not courageous to be able to go forward and do what is necessary to transform situations and to be innovative, then what we'll do is we'll fall back into what is familiar. And what is familiar, as I mentioned before, is right now being disrupted. So if the familiar is failing and we're going back to the familiar, then we are in a rut. And so it's very important that as leaders, we become innovative, we become able to tap into all that is there for us to tap into, because the resources of heaven are available to us if we're willing to tap into it.
Thank you for sharing that. Ladies and gentlemen, as we are coming up to the end of this powerful conversation with my four guests here on the show, you're listening to Cheryl Grant, and she is the CEO of Cheryl Grant Enterprises 2017, Dave Rogers, best-selling author, global speaker, Kirstie Richardson, a local business owner and real estate on St. Martin, Dr. Nicole Ernmay Francis Scott, the visionary of Victorious Living Foundation, speaking about the third annual Leadership Summit from Victorious Living. As we're coming up to the end of this powerful conversation, I just want to just go back to you, Dr. Ernmay Francis Scott, and then Cheryl can jump in on to that after understanding that you have, or the foundation has, a powerful retreat coming up in December 2021. And Cheryl, who's here with us today, is going to be one of the facilitators. Can you just give us a little bit of an idea? Because I'm pretty sure that's all having to do with positive disruption and what's going to take place during that retreat. Can you share with us there briefly?
Yes, the whole concept of the retreat came about after several months of seeing clients in therapy and recognizing that we have many professionals who look great on the outside, but on the inside they're falling apart and are in need of rejuvenation and connection. And so that was how the idea of this retreat came about, is retreat to soar. And initially it was supposed to be this year, but with COVID, we pushed it back to December of next year, believing and trusting that these situations would be resolved. And so I'm very happy that Cheryl Grant and Lulu Sola, as well as several other powerful facilitators have come on board. And so I'll just give the opportunity for Cheryl to mention why she has decided to be a part of this powerful event.
Sure. Thank you. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Cheryl, are you there?
Okay. Yeah.
Guys, I was speaking. I'm so sorry. The mute button was on and I apologize. But I wanted to say really quickly, thank you so much for this amazing opportunity. The reason I'm so excited about this conference that's coming to you December 2021 is because we're talking about disruption. They say the definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing but expect different results. If you're looking to transform your life and you really want to level up, then you cannot afford to miss it. Faith, when I talk to you about being mentally fit, that's what my platform is: fit, faith, intuition, and tenacity. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. When I talk to you about trusting your intuition, learning how to tap into your inner power so that you can move forward boldly in life, and tenacity is that willpower to go get it done. Well, it's community and it takes a village. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals that are moving in the same direction as you. I can promise you this. When you do that, you will start to transform your life, your mind, and your family. Everything around you will start to transform. I'm not talking to you from a fairy tale. I'm talking to you from experience. There's no way at the age of 55 that I could have ever entered a competition that would transform not only my body, but most importantly, my mind to win Miss Olympia. And you can look at my testimony on my website at www.cherylgrant.com. But more importantly, join me. Join me in December of 2021 so that you too can level up, that we can level up together, because together we can change the world.
Thank you very much for that, Cheryl. I appreciate that. And as we're coming to the end of this amazing conversation together here on Love and Inspiration, Kirsi, I would just like to hear your final thoughts on what this journey has been like for you and how you would like to encourage those listening and also in business out there. So Kirsi, let's hear from you.
This journey has been, well, awesome for me. I would encourage each and everyone that can participate to do so next year. Just touching on what Ms. Cheryl spoke of briefly, her 4C matrix. You asked a question earlier about impacting my community as a business person. Based on that, I mean, we know it's a competitive world out there. But as Ms. Cheryl said, working together, you get so much more accomplished. She used a quote, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I believe strongly in that. Together as a community, you can accomplish so much more than if you are doing it on your own. Again, I encourage each person, please, you have to participate in the next LeaderCast conference.
Thank you, Kirsi. I do appreciate that very, very much. And again, congratulations to you for stepping out of your comfort zone, being on the radio show today, and also sharing with us on what you experienced at LeaderCast 2020, Positive Disruption on October 9th, the rebroadcast, and at the Leadership Summit Live on October 10th with those really great speakers. Dave Rogers, let's hear from you as we come to the end of this amazing conversation together. And I will share after Dave Rogers what I understood once again from one of the attendees from the Leadership Summit on October 10th. Dave Rogers, let's hear from you.
Well, thank you again very much for the opportunity to be on the program today to share some insights, distinctions, and to have some wonderful conversation and dialogue with people who are really stepping up and taking charge of their life and not only being the best they can be, yet sharing messages to inspire and encourage people to be the best that they can be. One of the things you can definitely do is to plan your year for 2021. And if you have the real passion to transform and make 2021 the best year of your life, put December plan to be in St. Martin with incredible leaders, with people that are going to challenge you, yet also support you, encourage you, yet also really provide you with that wonderful map, that calibration tool, the ability to be able to co-create a magnificent life. So one of the things I love to do is plan and to actually execute plans and to really live a life that is using some faith, intuition, and some, not only that tenacity, and also that beautiful compassion. And that's a beautiful thing that I think you've done today, Roy. Thank you so very much for the invitation, and thank you everyone for being part of today's conversation.
Thank you very much, Dave. I do appreciate it, and always love to have you on the show. And I just want to share from also Maria. She stated that on October 9th, the rebroadcast from LeaderCast, one of the speakers that spoke to her once again was Amy Jo Martin. And it was all about renegade. She really loved that term, and it really helped her to realize that that part of her had dwindled off. And by hearing Amy Jo Martin speak about being a renegade and how it is to step out of your comfort zone and really go forward in what you believe in, that really spoke to her, and that has ignited in her that passion to go forward and follow her dreams and make it happen. So thank you so much for sharing that, Maria. We do appreciate you very much. And many of those who've attended the Leadership Summit, I'm pretty sure Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton, you and your team are really thankful. And any closing words from you, Dr. Francis Cotton, on this wonderful interview on love and inspiration?
Well, first, I'd like to say thank you, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., for your support through this medium and otherwise as we were preparing for the event, and for all of our wonderful speakers, including those who are here, Dave and Cheryl, and all the speakers that contributed, the Simpson Bay Resort, the Artist House, as well as Smokehouse, and all others that contributed in one way or the other, and those who attended, because without their attendance, we would not have had an event. So thank you, one and all. And I look forward to continue to serving you through Victorious Living and other forms that we would serve throughout the rest of the year and the coming years. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for being on the show. And thank you for also sharing how persons could connect with you if they do want to pre-order the material from last weekend's Leadership Summit. And I believe once again, that's 1-721-524-8731 you mentioned. And what's the email again, please? So if anyone wants to email you, thank you.
They may email me at successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. That's successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com, or via WhatsApp or calling 1-721-524-8731.
Thank you so much, Dr. Francis Cotton. We appreciate you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today on this powerful interview. Speaking to Cheryl Grant, CEO of Cheryl Grant Enterprises 2017 Miss Olympia, Dave Rogers, best-selling author, global speaker, Kirstie Richardson, local business owner in St. Martin in real estate, Dr. Nico Ernemay Francis Cotton, visionary and founder of Victorious Living Foundation. And I'm pretty sure today they've helped you to transform your life and positively disrupt the status quo. Thank you for being on the show, Dave, all the way in beautiful Canada. Thank you, Cheryl, all the way in beautiful California. Thank you, Dr. Nico Ernemay Francis Cotton on beautiful St. Martin, and Kirstie on beautiful St. Martin. Thank you for being on the show today. Have yourself a blessed one.
Thank you.
Saying good afternoon to Dorothy Richardson, one of the speakers on October 10th, a local educator, 50 years positively disrupting education. Was a topic that she spoke about. Dr. Tashina Maku Thomas of Tizan Health and Wellness Center, and she really brought some great insight into positively disrupting your health. So thank you, Dr. Tashina Maku Thomas of Tizan Health and Wellness Center in Simpson Bay. Denicia Wyatt, Director of Spaceless Gardens, who spoke passionately on agriculture being the pillar of life, which transformed his own life. And I really have to say, Denicia Wyatt did an amazing job as a young man passionate about agriculture here on St. Martin. Diane Sania of the Artist House, who helped the participants to learn to dream again. Thank you, Diane Sanya. Really do appreciate you so much. Janelle Chase Myers, and she is a creative and systemic therapist and master facilitator who shared mental, physical, and spiritual self-care strategies, and full of life, actually, straight out of beautiful Barbados. She delivered her message on October 10th. And then we had His Excellency, UN Peace Ambassador, Dr. Andre Thomas, political strategist, entrepreneur, and prophetic author, who spoke on the importance of visionary leadership to provide solutions to our times. That was really powerful. He started off the morning on October 10th. And we had Chinwe Ezimai, an award-winning lawyer, author, and speaker, and the first person to hold the title of Chief Anti-Bribery Officer, Citigroup, the fourth largest retail bank in the USA. And we had Dr. Johannes Vlissinger of Lifestyle Prescriptions Medicine University and author of The Six Root Causes of All Symptoms, who helped persons to identify the root cause of their disease. And Dr. Johannes Visseling of Lifestyle Prescriptions Medicine University is definitely looking forward to establishing the university here on St. Martin in collaboration with Victoria Slim Foundation. So that's something to look out for, definitely. So that's coming very soon. Sheba Forbes, the founder and executive director of Map Forward Inc., Dr. John W. Biter, PhD, who spoke on the six universal laws to change your life. And we had David Campbell, a life purpose and relationship master coach who specializes in men's issues, who shared on understanding the importance of kingship and legacy. And we had Sarian Bauma, an accomplished, successful businesswoman of an award-winning multi-million dollar corporation in the USA, provided powerful tips, business ideas, and strategies that anyone could use to start a business with little or no money. And we had the moderator, Andre Huey, a journalist for 20 years who received he did a really amazing job, who received Jennifer Jones Health Journalism Media Awards. And you heard from Coach Dave Rogers, who brought you really an amazing synopsis of the speakers who spoke at the Leadership Summit. Amazing. So you know now what you missed on October 10th. So you heard it earlier from Dr. Nicole Ernie Francis Cotton. If you do want to purchase that really great content, connect with her at 1-721-524-8731. That's WhatsApp number 524-8731, or email successcoach@victoriaslimfoundation.com.
So, rumor has it that there's a happening leadership conference taking place on the beautiful island of Saint Martin on October the 9th and 10th. And I've been to your beautiful island, and it is definitely a go-to destination. My name is Sheba Forbes, and I am so excited to be a part of this amazing event on your island. I'm ready to move forward to a more exciting new chapter in my life. How about you? Join me on October 10th as we focus on how you can positively disrupt your status quo. It's easier than you realize, and you are in complete control. That's right, you. See, who you are matters, but it's possible that you've never actually considered your power or your potential. And that's just crazy, right? So you already have everything you need to live the life you want. And now it's time to turn up the volume on your brilliant, excellent personality, because you were designed to thrive, not just survive. So join us at the upcoming Victorious Living Conference and understand the invisible influence of your personality, your values, and your dreams. It's time to live the life you deserve. Look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Brooklyn. Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.